Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and welcome to another in our series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the entertainment business. My guest today is a very talented singer-songwriter out of Macon, Georgia, Chris Glover. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hello, Simon. Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Did you realize that Macon rhymes with bacon?
Yeah, I did realize Macon rhymes with bacon, which is a good thing. They're both very good, I might say.
Right.
Shout out to Macon.
So, let's start at the very beginning. Who is Chris Glover?
Wow, okay, we're going right for the Barbara Walters question, huh, Simon?
Absolutely.
Well, good, I like it. Well, you know what? The thing is, I'm just a regular guy who experienced life just like everybody else. And, you know, I just tell my story, which I believe is a common story that, you know, we all have. We're all trying to take care of ourselves. We're all trying to experience love. We're all trying to grow and evolve. We're all trying to be happy. And that's basically me. And the songs that I write are all about that. So,
On the subject of songs, you've just released your debut EP, No One Like Me.
Yes.
How would it be if I took one of the tracks for a spin? In fact,
I would love that.
Okay. In fact,
that would be great.
My cunning plan would be the title track, No One Like Me. Here it is.
Better for you.
it's a great track. do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, yeah. There's a lot going on in that song. that song is it's a personal experience, and it's basically just me venting my frustration of being single and dating. It's for all you single people out there, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's not easy, you know. But
hey, try being married.
Yeah, well, see, I'm trying to get there, Simon. You might want to help me out with that. I'm trying to get to being married, but it's, you know, it's about finding the right person, I guess, for you. And that's difficult, but you have to weed through a lot of drama, you know, in order to get to a person. So it's basically for all those people, you know, that, you know, couldn't take the relationship all the way. I'm just saying, look, you're not going to find anybody better than me or like me. You know, if you see value in this, take advantage of this opportunity while you can, because if not, I'm gone. And I'm sure a lot of people feel that way too. So that's their song.
I understand that on this particular track, you play all of the instruments. And I just have one of those, you know, nasty, curious minds. You know, what are you playing?
Well, it's primarily keyboard and drum programming. I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, with keyboards, you know, you have all different types of instruments. You have, you know, string instruments, you have brass instruments, you have percussion, you have a lot of stuff. So it's pretty much just keyboard and drum programming. And actually, I recorded all of that in my home studio in my house. So.
Alrighty, you sound a bit like a politician.
Is that good or bad? I don't know. I'm sorry.
These days it's bad. Is it a Korg or a Yamaha?
Oh, okay. Oh, specifics. Okay. Yeah, I have a Casio workstation, and my recording device. I have a Boss, a digital recorder. And that's pretty much what I use for almost the whole EP.
Right, and you can create all of those, you know, very different sounds from a single device.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's basically all that I use. But that's just years and years of trial and error. Because I've been recording and producing my own music for about 20 years. But, you know, you learn to, like, get better and do better, find out what works, what doesn't work. And you know, it took some time to get to this place. But I'm pretty proud of how it came out.
And so you should be. as I understand it, you're self-taught.
Yeah. I'm kind of weird in the way that I don't do things the textbook normal way. I really haven't had musicians or people around me that were musicians or songwriters or singers, but I've always had a passion for music and. Since I was very young, so I'd be inspired by what I heard, you know, the artists that I liked, and I would want to do stuff like that. So I started out with just writing, and then I, you know, started out saying, well, I'd like to make a song. So, you know, I discovered a thing called a 4-track recorder, you know, those old ones with the cassette you put in them. So I got one of those. I got a keyboard, And I just started learning how to put things together, you know, track by track, bit by bit, the little songs that I created and made up. And I've been doing that ever since. So I never took any vocal lessons, any classes or anything. I did wind up taking a few classes on home studio production later on down the line. But other than that, yeah, self-taught.
I'm just amazed. You know, I'm really old. I'm 57. And,
that's not
you
old
know,
at all.
Right. I love music, but I can't play a single instrument. And, you know, I was too lazy to learn them. But there's something magical about keyboards. And, you know, I really wish I had spent the time. But, you know, how do you learn the keyboards, you know, without someone to teach you?
Well, you know, Simon, a lot of people, you know, are self-taught. It's not that uncommon. But the thing is you have to have a passion for it. You have to really love music. And, you know, it's one of those things, and I've learned this personally, you know, for myself beyond music, is that if you just need the desire, if you have the desire to do something, it doesn't matter if you don't know how. You just try it. And the more you try it, the more you do it, the better you get at it. You know, and I think it has to do with just will and determination to, like, stick with it. And that's how I learned because, you know, like I said, no one taught me song structure or how to write a song. No one taught me, you know, chords or what goes with what. But, you know, because you know what it should sound like, you just keep trying to get closer to that. And that's the way I learned.
Oh, okay. But, you know, even something, well, I'll say as simple as chords. You know, you can't invent them, can you?
No, I didn't invent the symbol, of course. But you know, if you love music and you subconsciously or consciously you study music, you know what should sound right. You know what sounds right, and you know what doesn't sound right. You know, and sometimes it's good to ask for help as well. But it is possible. I think, Simon, if you really put your mind to it, you can learn how to play an instrument. You'd be amazed at the things you could do if you tried.
Oh, I don't doubt that. You know, I listen to lots of music and. Yeah, and I just get grumpy. You know, oh, wish I could play that.
Well, Simon, some people's special gift is listening to music as opposed to creating it. So
right.
I guess, you know, that's your gift.
I was reading the press release for your EP, and I noticed that Joey Stuckey is the producer. The name sounded awfully familiar to me, but I just couldn't pin it down. So I went searching in my cavernous, you know, email, and way back in 2009, I interviewed him. He's quite the character. Tell us a little bit about Joey.
Joey is great. I love Joey Stuckey. You know, it's one of those things where I personally believe in God. I'm not, you know, so much religious, but, you know, I am spiritual. And I do believe in God. And I think Joey Stuckey was God sent to me. I met him about 7 years ago. I took some tutorial classes for setting up my home studio, and he was the guy that taught me. And throughout the years, he's helped me and kind of like been a musical mentor to me. and help me with my music, you know. And I don't, and none of what I've done with this EP could have been possible without him. He's a lot of fun. He has like a wicked sense of humor, you know. He's just like a hoot, really. But he's a great guy, and he's been very helpful to me and my career so far. So,
and am I correct in thinking that he also is blind?
Yes, he's blind, and it's so weird because most of the time I forget he's blind. Because,
right.
Most of the time I spend with him is in his studio, and he knows the studio so well. So, he just knows the place so well. You just forget he's blind because he's not, you don't need a cane or nothing. He's not bumping into anything. It hasn't been from what I see, it hasn't been a disability for him at all. He's amazing, you know, not only as a musician, but as a person, too. I love Joey Stuckey. Hey, Joey. Shout out.
Well, one of the things that's often said is that, you know, when someone loses, you know, their sight, that their other abilities increase, and Joey seems to have that, or he is living proof of it, you know. He doesn't need his eyes to understand the exact way that, you know, music should happen.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, and that's why, you know, I was so floored when he told me, because I brought these songs to him along with a few others, but I brought the songs to him, and I was like, Joey, what do you think, you know? And he was like, you should release these on iTunes, or you should put these out there. And at the time, I wasn't thinking of being an artist. I just wanted to be a songwriter, you know, maybe someone liked my songs and they wanted to record them for themselves. But he said, you should put this out there. And I'm like, but, you know, I'm not a producer, I'm not a whatever. And he's like, yeah, you are. He's like, you can do this. He's like, you just need to go and do it. And because I trust, you know, his experience and years in the business, and like you said, you know, he got good ears. So I'm like, well, if you say so, man, I'll do it.
Okay. How about we take another track from the EP Out From the Spin, Out For a Spin. How do you feel about Leave Me?
I love Leave Me. And as a matter of fact, Leave Me is the only song on my CD that I did not produce. Joey Stuckey produced that song, and I co-produced it with him. We worked on the song from, you know, top to bottom. But he played all the instruments, and he did all the music for that, and it's a beautiful song. And,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take it for a spin.
There are some things that just leave a scar. It's kind of like a hole. It's like a hole in your soul. Depending on the air. look in the mirror these days, I see your face staring back at me. I wonder how we'd be today if you never left me. Where did you go, and why didn't you leave? Somewhere down the road you forgot about me. I'm out here alone, and it's too dark to see. I reach for a hand and you're all that I see. How could you
internet radio, you know, doesn't do the quality of the tune the right way. But it's a great track. Tell me a little bit about Leave Me.
That song was the song I guess that Joey was most impressed with, and I have to say it's probably the most personal song that I've ever written. I was just raised by my mom. My mom and dad never married, so it was just me and my mom, and I was never really raised with my father. I never got to be close to him and know him that well. And he died when I was 15. And I never really saw an absence of that until I got older, in my older age. And the song was just written from, I guess, like, you know, the perspective of the child within us all, you know, just because, I mean, even though someone's not really there, you know, that you still feel the loss. And it's a universal feeling, you know, loss, whether it's a parent or, you know, a spouse or any type of loved one. And it's just, you know, me being vulnerable, saying, hey, I miss you. You know, where did you go? But, yeah.
This is a question that I love to ask musicians. And there's no right or wrong answer. But, you know, do you start with the words and add the music later? Or you know, do you find some, you know, little riff that works for you and you flesh it out and add the words afterwards?
That's a really good question. and so many different writers have different ways. From what I hear, mine is a little unique because I'll start with maybe just a line of a song, and from that line, I get the words and I get the melody of the way it should be sung. And then I go directly working on the music. So I'll write the lyrics and the music at the same time. I'll get the lyrics and then I'll just work out the chords and all of that. So yeah, that's my method. It's kind of crazy, but it works for me.
Oh, as I said, there was no correct answer to the question. Yeah, in some musicians will essentially write the lyrics and then fester for sometimes years, trying to come up with some music to join it. Yeah.
I don't have that kind of patience. So. No. Well, you know how a lot of writers, they say, the music just comes to me and I'm a vessel and it just goes through me and I just, release it and that type of thing. That's like real. That like really happens because some of these songs, they're kind of already written and I'm just having to like physically put down what's in my head, and just because it's like it's already there. I'll be playing chords a string part on a song, and before I even finish playing it, I'm hearing the next instrument, and I'm hearing how it's supposed to go. So it's kind of like that.
This is probably the most refreshing thing I've heard in years.
Okay.
All right. Generally, it's a black and white. Oh, I write the words, and I think about them. I sleep on them, and the music comes. Or, I have the music, and I sleep on it, and the words just magically appear. You apparently do it slightly differently.
Yeah, I don't have to sleep on it at all. I have to have a little mini tape player right next to me when I'm writing all the time, as well as my pen and paper, but I have the tape player because sometimes I'll have like the words or I'll have the music pattern or the thing, and I just sing it into the tape recorder because I might lose it by the time I finish writing it. So, yeah, I mean, it's like if I want it to happen, it will happen. It's all there just waiting for me. I just have to kind of like turn the faucet on, then it comes out, but.
Okay, let's do some shameless, absolutely shameless commercialization. Where can people buy the EP?
They can buy the EP from iTunes, Chris Glover on iTunes. They can also find it on Amazon MP3 downloads. They can also find it at CD Baby, my distributor. But all of those links are at my website, chrisglovermusic.com. Everything's there. They have blogs and pictures and the music itself and everything. So,
Do you have plans for a full CD? I believe the EP has 5 songs on it. Not quite enough for a full CD. Are you going to take that route?
I believe so. Yeah, I'm right in the promotion aspect of this CD right now, but I am going to start recording again very soon, probably the end of the year. And I do eventually want to make a full CD because I've learned and grown a lot through this process, and I think I'm ready to tackle a good, 13, 14 songs, give the people what they want.
Now, the EP is obviously a studio production, but do you also play live?
Yeah, right now I'm not playing live or performing live, but I am putting together a group of musicians, and we plan to do some live gigs later on towards the year, probably around in late November, December. But yeah, that's upcoming as well.
And presumably it's going to be in Macon.
Macon rhymes with bacon, yes.
I do apologize for that remark, but it just
no, they're
happened.
Both good. I love Macon. I love bacon. It's all good.
Well, it just so happens my wife is making BLTs right now.
So, inviting me over for dinner, Simon.
Sure. Anytime you're in the area.
I'll take you up on that.
I do want to thank you for taking time out to talk to us today. And I know I speak for, all of my listeners in wishing you every success. I think you have what it takes. It's a tough road. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah,
I think you have what it takes. Do you have any? Do you have any parting thoughts for us?
Well, I just want to say thanks, Simon, for having me. Every time I do any type of thing like this where I get to, share my music and just talk to people, it's really a blessing. And I thank you for the opportunity of having me on your show and sharing, my music with your listeners. And, thanks.
Well, keep in touch. When you get that full CD put together, we will talk again.
I'll hunt you down. Accept my phone call. I'll do that.
Chris, thank you so much for being on the program. And till next time, this is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe day. And we will be back with another episode of the Week in Reviews soon. Till then, goodbye.